Star DA3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. I'm overjoyed to talk with my friend today. First, I'm going to say congratulations to him, and then we're going to talk about how the Lord is using him and his wife and his family in ministry in our own community, and I'm excited about that. Pastor Javier Mondragon, such an honor to have you, my friend. I have to say this. Congratulations on being named the Journal Gazette Citizen of the Year. Yay!
I know.
What's that feel like?
Oh, thank you so much. You know, it's just humbling. You know, one is trying to just be faithful, you know, here in my little corner of the city and trying to make a difference and just make it better. And, you know, for people to notice, it's just, for me, it was overwhelming and just very thankful for the recognition. But, you know, all the glory to God first.
Amen. Course. Well, and you know, I said this to you earlier, but when one of our own brothers and sisters in the Lord gets honor and gets to be recognized, we all win because that's part of our kingdom. That's part of the body of Christ. So we're happy for you. Yeah. We love you and appreciate what you're doing there. And I know that they said that they honored you for your quiet but effective work to inspire change in our community. So well done, friend. Well done.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about that. I want to talk more about, I know what you do, and I'm so glad that we're friends. And Javier, I know a lot of people are knowing who you are and the work that you're doing. You're the founder and chief executive officer at Bridge of Grace Ministry Center, and you're also the founder and lead pastor with your beautiful wife, Annette, at Many Nations Church. How did this come about?
Yeah, so we started a church in 2008, and we are here in the southeast of Fort Wayne. And then Bridge of Grace was, you know, is basically the hands and feet of the church, the hand and feet of Jesus in the community, and that started in 2011. And our church is a multi-ethnic, bilingual church, Spanish and English.
Nice.
And then the non-for-profit Bridge of Grace is a community development corporation to be able to make a difference here in Fort Wayne.
Well, I know that you're doing that. And are you seeing that people are finding out about your ministry and your church and finding like it's home, because it being bilingual and multicultural, that allows like everyone to come in, and I'm sure they feel so welcome there.
Yeah, well, that's the idea. You know, when we first came, the idea was to start a Hispanic. It was going to be 100% in Spanish. But then, you know, looking at our community, getting to know my neighbors, we saw that it's a diverse community. And there's Black and white and Hispanic and now Burmese. And so we want to make sure that we welcome everyone and reflect for the church to reflect our community. And so that's why we decided to go and do bilingual ministry.
Well, in the days ahead, I want to talk more with you, Javier, about what God's doing there in that area. We want to support you and promote that so that more people can know about Jesus, people that might feel displaced, but they can feel welcome there because they might feel like they've fallen between the gaps. And yet you're there with open arms to minister, and you're doing such a beautiful job of that. Tell me again where you're located in case somebody says, I'd love to check out your church.
Yeah, our address is 5100 Gaywood Drive. Mm-hmm. We are in the middle of the neighborhood. Just south of Pettit, just east of Southgate Plaza. A lot of people know where Southgate Plaza is.
And I'm also going to ask for anyone that's listening to this to pray for your ministry. Pray for Many Nations Church and the ministry with Bridge of Grace so that you can do what God's called you to do and feel that inspiration through prayer and support. So, Pastor Javier, thank you so much. Let's talk again, but we're here for you and ask God to bless you.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you so much, my friend.
Absolutely.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Well, here's what we're going to do. If you're like, hey, I didn't get that, I didn't get to write it down, it's all in my Conversations link about the church, how to contact them, where the location is. We want you to know about this ministry, and if you feel called to support it or to pray for them, please do that. I know this man. He's a good man, and his family's wonderful, and his church is doing great ministry. You can find out all about it at star883.com on my Conversations link.